He is so compassionate, so giving. Yet I worry, what is my illness doing to his life? I spend hours of every day trying to demoralize and tear down my own existence, my own value, because there are times when the pain is so deep and so constant, I absolutely do have suicidal ideation and have over the years. You know, when it gets to that point, I'm trying to exist outside of my body, outside of this prison that I live in, but it gets wearisome on such a massive scale. And despite it, all of it, though, I really do need people to know I am not a perpetually sad or depressed person. I find such a huge measure of joy and happiness in my children, in my family, and in my very few yet very dear friends who don't judge me and don't ask me to go outside of my comfort zone, no matter how much they want me around. But if you ask 20 people who know me to describe me, I can guarantee you they would say things like fearless, brave, tough, selfless, brassy, bitchy, courageous, you know, so on. They don't know the battle I wage, the struggle that I endure to make it through the next hour with my sanity intact. And through it all, the most important thing is I try to give. I make a pointed effort to be there in any capacity that I'm able for anyone in my life who needs a hand. I am determined to be of some value in this world other than sitting in my home and feeling sorry about my life, you know? I have strange and wonderful hobbies that I love, mostly entailing making things out of vintage jewelry and vintage Christmas ornaments. But of course, all the things that I love require me to be standing up and taking photos or making things. So even that has become, you know, just something that I can't even manage. And I write. I thought writing about the pain might help. It doesn't seem to. I have actually gone so far as to wish for something with an end in sight. How truly horrible is it to wish to have cancer instead of what I have? To at least know it would end up one way or the other. But these are the thoughts I have, and probably millions more like me. There is an actual chronic pain suicide scale that tells you which versions of pain are more likely to cause suicide or suicidal ideation. My pain rates number 3 on this scale of horrors. People with severe pain tend to feel extreme solitude. They feel extremely and totally alone. Nobody can see their disease, so they don't talk about it. Many people who know me probably don't even know that this is what my life looks like. I wonder how they do see me. I recently asked some people to describe who I am to them and their perceptions of me. It always shakes me and moves me deeply to hear how others see my life and to fully realize how much I have hidden this existence. I am in so much ongoing turmoil about the effect my disabilities have on my husband and the things he's given up to be with me. I've recently started exploring polyamory, which sounds morally reprehensible to some, but this is how I look at it. He has already given up so much of himself, sacrificed the best years of his youth to be by my side, caring for things that I should be able to care for on my own. And because I am broken, he's lived without things that he needs for far too long, and I don't want my pain to derail any more lives than mine. He has not yet expressed any desire to explore that lifestyle because he's so loyal with such a strong sense of family, but I want him to have the best out of life, and I may never be fixed. I continue to search and try new things, and I have not lost hope completely because, frankly, that is all I have, but I have dwindled away quite a lot of it over the years. People are quick to toss colloquialisms at me saying, it'll get better, you'll find a cure someday, surely. But what if the stark and dismal truth is it won't get better? What if I'm going to be like this forever? I'm only 40 and I've suffered like this for 10 years plus. How am I going to travel the rest of my life's days like this? It's a question I ask myself really frequently. But I seek new ways to be fulfilled. This is my journey through chronic pain and how it's shaped my everyday. Thanks for listening.